Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
He brought my dad out to London with my best friends, and my dad told me, you know, Johnny has asked me permission for your hand in marriage. And I felt like the luckiest woman in the world.
But then Amber Heard said things took a dark turn, and for a second day, she testified, detailing allegations of physical and sexual abuse against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. So who will the jury believe? I'm Anjanette Levy, and welcome to Law and Crime Sidebar as we recap day 15 in Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. There was a noticeable difference from the first day of the actress's testimony. She changed from a three-piece suit with a blue and white striped dress shirt with her hair down to a black cardigan over an ecru blouse of sorts, her hair pulled back. She picked up her testimony in 2013 when she said that she traveled to Tokyo with Johnny Depp and his children for a press tour for The Lone Ranger.
He was drinking at the restaurant, and the kids were kind of, you know, noticing, but not really sure what to make of it. Johnny became upset with me for judging him. Johnny screamed at me in the hotel room, and all I could think were the kids were in an adjoining room. What if they could hear us?
Do you recall what names he called you? Do you recall what he said?
I heard at this time, nagging bitch all the time, called me. He even said that he made a mistake with me. And
Heard's lawyer, Elaine Bredehoft, displayed a photo of Johnny Depp seemingly passed out in Tokyo. Despite that, Heard said the relationship progressed nicely after that.
I was getting close to his kids, and he had a stint of sobriety shortly after that, and it felt really good again. And shortly after that, he started suggesting that I let him rent my apartment for the Vultures. That's what he called the press. And he said now that we were like a known couple, now that it was out in the press, that my apartment wasn't like safe effectively for me. And I had a modest apartment in Los Angeles. And so he started saying I needed to have security on me, or we'd rent out the neighboring houses because of the Vultures. And
Heard told the jury that she thought that by moving in with Johnny Depp, he would be less jealous. She also said that Johnny Depp wanted her to work less.
I am independent, and I see myself as independent and strong-willed, and I had to bargain. Every time I'd get a script, it would be, you know, I thought you weren't taking another job. I'd always say, are you kidding me? That's crazy. I have to work. I support my family. You know, when I moved out to LA, I'd get a check for, you know, a gig, $600 or something. I'd save half for me, send half to my family. You know, I kept having to justify taking work by saying, I'm supporting my parents. You know, I'm supporting my sister. I'm supporting my family. I have to work. And he would say, you don't have to work, kid. Let me take care of you. My woman doesn't have to work. And that sounds really sweet and really romantic in some way, but it became a real fight. You know, every time I got a script, it was what kind of, you know, how I was dressing, what kind of behavior I'd have, how did I have a sex scene? And then I started saying, no, I won't take the sex scenes, or, you know, I'll take the part where I don't play, you know, that kind of character. Or then I started minimizing the kinds of kissing scenes that I had. And eventually I had to change the wardrobe that I could have in the movie. I couldn't have a sex scene, but that all, you know, it didn't happen all at once, of course. It was little thing after little thing after little thing.
While filming London Fields in September 2013, Heard said Johnny Depp proposed to her in the same hotel where they had consummated their relationship while on the press tour for The Rum Diary in 2011.
He got down on one knee and said, I want you to be my girl forever, my woman, my girl. I want you to be the rest of my life. Say yes to me. He said he wanted to spend every day. He promised me that every day when I woke up, that I would wake up and he would make me smile at least once. And that would be his goal. And, you know, I looked into his eyes and I saw my future, hope, you know, like blind hope. I was so in love. It was one of the most, I can't describe that kind of joy, you know. I thought, you know, if we were married, then this is real.
Of course, Heard said yes. Later, she said that she and Depp discussed possibly drafting a prenup.
Johnny said he would tear it up. If you ever brought one up to me, or if I ever saw one, got my hands on it, I'd tear it up. Only way out of this is death.
Then Heard testified about an incident following the Met Gala in 2014, where she said Depp accused her of flirting with a woman. Heard is bisexual.
And Johnny starts asking me about this woman. He thought I was looking at this woman in a sexual way. He was accusing me of flirting. And that's how the argument started. I don't recall what other accusations I was fielding at that moment, but typically in my experience with him, it wasn't just one. So you'd make a point and then he would go on to a different accusation. But I remember that what started it is this accusation that I had been flirting at this event. We get back to the hotel room, and Johnny shoves me and kind of grabs me by the collarbone area, like not really my neck, but top of my neck, above my collarbone, below my neck. I think at that point when we were still in the living room, I shoved him back, but I don't really recall too many specifics. I remember he threw a bottle at me. It missed me, but it broke the chandelier. And at some point, I remember maybe this was the shove that I was talking about, but at some point, Johnny and I are in a struggle in the living room, and he kind of like shoves me down on the sofa, and I get up and I'm trying to get him off of me, and he's just stronger than me. I don't know how else to describe it. And at some point, he just whacks me in the face.
Then in May of 2014, Heard said she started filming a movie with James Franco.
He was mad at me for taking the job with James Franco. He hated James Franco, and was already accusing me of kind of secretly having a thing with him in my past since we had done Pineapple Express together.
This is important because we've heard about James Franco in the trial previously. There is surveillance video of Franco and Heard snuggling in the elevator of the ECB where Depp and Heard lived around 11 p.m. the evening of May 22, 2016. That's a day after Heard claimed that Depp came to the penthouse to collect his belongings At that time, Heard says that Johnny Depp threw an iPhone at her face, leading her to request that restraining order. Heard said she and Depp argued about James Franco on the Boston flight in May 2014. Heard described her account of what happened on the plane. Depp was in Boston filming Black Mass, and they were flying back to L.A. Heard testified that Depp slapped her face during the argument over James Franco.
I got up to move again, and he's just taunting me, having a laugh, screaming, and then just straight up mean, calling me names. And it was oscillating between those things. And I get up slowly again, and I just resolve to just sit the rest of the time up at the front of the plane. And as I get up, he kind of kicks the swivel chair into my hip, kind of just hits me. And I look at him, and he asks me, "What? What are you gonna do about it?" I just stared at him. I just stared at him and wanted him to see me. I wanted to get through to him. Didn't feel there was like, it felt like there was a blackness in his eyes. I wanted to look at him. I wanted him to see me. It didn't even feel like him. And as I'm walking away, slowly trying not to be, I was being very deliberate about my movements, wasn't saying anything, I wasn't engaging. I am walking away from him slowly, and he tells me to hurry the f*** up. Hurry up. And I just look at him one more time, wanting to penetrate the monster to see the man that I love underneath that. The man I loved. And he tells me to hurry up again. And I pull my gaze away from him. I walk away from him. My back is turned to him, and I feel this boot in my back. He just kicked me in the back. I fell to the floor. I caught myself on the floor, and I just felt like I was looking at the floor of the plane for felt like a long time. And I thought to myself, I don't know what to do. I can't believe did he just kick me? No one said anything. No one did anything.
That differs sharply from Depp's account of what happened. His friend Keenan Wyatt had testified he didn't see Depp act violently toward Heard. Heard's lawyer played a recording of Depp from the plane. She claims he was blacked out. Heard then described Depp's detox from the painkiller Roxycodone on his island in the Bahamas, also in 2014. Heard claimed Depp slapped her in the face.
It was, for the first few days, okay, peaceful. The nurse, and then later nurse and doctor, were staying on a different part of the island. A few minutes drive by ATV, like 10, 15 minutes. One of those ATV vehicles. But we communicated via walkie-talkie and occasionally through text. And it was okay at first. And then the behavior, then it just really wasn't okay. It was up, down. He'd be mad at me. Then he was wanting a hug. He cried a lot. And then he wanted to have sex a lot, like, which is just not like Johnny at all.
One of the most violent assaults that Heard alleges happened in 2015 when Johnny Depp was filming Pirates of the Caribbean 5 in Australia. This is when Depp says Heard threw vodka bottles at him, leading to part of his right middle finger being severed. But Heard described it much differently, saying Depp had taken 8 to 10 ecstasy pills. Heard admits they argued and that she slammed a bottle of liquor on the floor. Then she said Depp ripped off her nightgown and assaulted her with a liquor bottle.
I felt this pressure.
on my pubic bone. And I thought he was punching me. I just saw his arm. I could feel his arm moving, and it looked like he was punching me. But I could just feel this pressure. It was like, it kept hitting. It didn't feel pain. It was just a pressure on my pubic bone, and I don't know. I don't remember what I said. I just remember being really still, not wanting to move. I remember looking around the room. I remember looking at all the broken bottles, broken glass. And I remember just not wanting to move because I didn't know if it was broken. I didn't know if the bottle that he had inside me was broken. I convinced myself it wasn't broken, and that the bottle wasn't broken, or else it would be a lot worse. And the discomfort I was feeling afterwards just paled in comparison to how scared, shocked I was. I'm scared. I just married this man. I just married him.
And forgive me for asking this, but I need to just make sure the record's clear. You were penetrated up the vagina into the pubic bone, is that correct?
Objection, Your Honor. Leading.
Sustained.
What, if any, penetration was there in your vagina? With the bottle.
I can't believe
I'm so sorry.
To do this.
I am so sorry.
Johnny had the bottle inside of me. And was shoving it inside of me over and over again.
During his testimony, Depp denied ever sexually or physically assaulting Amber Heard. Heard also described an argument after Australia in 2015, where she said she saw text messages on Depp's iPad between him and a woman. Heard said Depp and this woman had been intimate, and she admitted to punching Depp, she says, in defense of her sister.
Whitney, my sister, all of a sudden put herself in between Johnny and I. She just threw herself, like, in the line of fire or whatever. She just all of a sudden was there and was trying to get Johnny to stop. Her back was to the staircase. And Johnny swings at her. And I just see my little sister with her back on, face, her back to the staircase. And Johnny swings at her, and I don't even wait for any other, I don't hesitate, I don't wait, I just in my head instantly think of Kate Moss and the stairs, and I swung at him. And all of my relationship to date with Johnny, I hadn't landed a blow. And I, for the first time, hit him, like, actually hit him square in the face. He didn't push my sister down the stairs. And all my time of being in that relationship to that point, hadn't even landed one on Johnny.
Kate Moss is the model who Johnny Depp dated years and years and years ago, and his team seemed incredibly happy that Amber Heard mentioned Kate Moss. So why, We're going to have to wait, unfortunately, until May 16th to find out. Heard also described incidents in December of that year where she also claimed Depp hit her, but Depp said that Heard was the aggressor. That's it for this edition of Law and Crime Sidebar. I'm Anjanette Levy. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever else you get your podcasts. We'll see you soon.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.